I'm happy to discuss mobility with you, but I would like to know more about your background, what made you enter the mobility industry, because it also has to do something with passion, but also why did you enter politics as well? Because that's not the ideal. It's a tough business, I would say.
It's two different questions. So entering politics was more natural for me, and entering mobility, it's another, there's another explanation. So politics came first. So I, when I was 18, I moved to Brussels because it was for me the only city in Belgium that's...
And you're not from Brussels originally?
No, I'm, I lived in the north of the country, in the north of Antwerp when I was young. And so I really needed the city, the big city. And so Brussels was the only real option for me. So I came to study here. I stayed here and I still love Brussels. I feel Brussels. My children live here. But as a student, I was already engaged in Amnesty International, Oxfam. So in a lot of organizations trying to save the world, to change the world. So that's still a part of my conviction. And at that time, it was the conviction that we need to make sure that everybody has equal opportunities here, but in the rest of the world, and also this generation, but also generations after us. So that's the main motivation for a lot of my actions. How can I leave this place better than I found it at that stage? And so politics kind of came natural. So I started at university. I came in contact with political parties. And for me, the Green Party was the only party that responded to my ideological framework. And so I became active behind the scenes. I was a volunteer. And then at a certain moment, I was on the list and went to parliament. So it was a more gradual, natural, it was never choice because I found myself being elected
to
parliament.
That's what most politicians say.
Yes, but I was active, so I cannot say that I was not into politics, but politics is where we change the world. So I was convinced that I needed to be political active. As a student, I also tried to create my own political party. And so politics for me was a choice. I think I cannot imagine not to be politic, not to be in politics. But the Green Party and going to a party politics took some more time. I was on the list, but to support the Green Party. It was never with the intention, I want to have a place in parliament. And then suddenly I got a place in parliament, which was a nice day, but I was literally in the hospital giving birth to my son. So it was quite unexpected, but I was happy to be there.
Yeah.
And so I was 10 years in parliament, 5 years in the Brussels parliament and 5 years in the Flemish parliament. And I always focused on a more social team. So I was active in the Brussels parliament on housing, on work, on equal policy. So in those matters to create more equal opportunities for everybody here in Brussels.
Yeah.
In the Flemish parliament, I was really specializing in welfare and well-being, so in healthcare, in social care, so in those topics. And for me, mobility follows that. And I think it's not a logical choice, but for me, it is logical. Because if you look at Brussels, and if you see what we need in Brussels, now we need to talk about public space. For me, we need to talk about housing, employment. It still remains important, but I think the public space is where we can change a lot because most people in Brussels, they don't have a garden, they don't have a terrace. So this is our collective home and we're treating our collective home like one big corridor to have cars passing from one side to the other instead of creating a living room where you can be, where you want to be, where you can meet others, where children can play. So I really think that if we want to get the potential out of Brussels, we need to change our public space. And if we need to do so, it's talking about space. For me, time and space are two really important political issues. And so we need to talk about space. And if we want to change how the public space is organized, we need to talk about mobility. And so for me, mobility, I'm not motivated to transport people as quickly as possible from point A to B. I'm interested in how can we make sure that people can get around in all freedom, where they want to go, when they want to go, how they want to go, and how can we regain space in doing so, and how can we put more trees, more playgrounds, more public space open in our city. And that's why I said, okay, we need to talk about mobility, so let's change mobility.
Wow.
But that's the long introduction to your question.
No, but